VoiceTube Studio presents your favorite pronunciation show. Join us now and improve your listening and speaking skills. My name is Benson. You're listening to VoiceTube's Pronunciation Challenge. Hello, VoiceTubers, and welcome to today's pronunciation challenge. Well, I was watching a documentary the other day about whales, and it got me wondering, how do whales communicate with each other? Do they swim and dance like bees? Or do they use a certain noise to tell the other whales, hey, nice to meet you? Well, guess what? In the documentary, they explained that whales communicate through singing. Imagine if we could all talk to each other through singing. Wouldn't that be fun? But since whales sing to communicate, how do the whales understand each other? Is there a certain melody that means something? Well, let's find out in today's video. Let's get to it. Fabrice's objective is to gather as many recordings of the whales as possible to figure out if that language exists. 那这个的句子的意思就是说 Fabrice的目的是尽可能地录下鲸鱼的声音，用好来分析它们之间是否存在语言。 Alright, let's get to the pronunciation tips. The first word we have is sophisticated. 那sophisticated还有五个音节， 里面会有个ph， 但那个ph它是发f的音， 所以念f， 这边sophisticated, sophisticated. Alright, next word we have is figure. 那figure的话有两个音节， 就是figure， 那你前面的i是念e， 是变figure, figure， 它不是念figure， 是变figure。 Okay, the next word we have is intimate. 那intimate的话， 它有三个音节， 就是intimate。 那我们通常那个mate是念mate， 但这边不是， 因为这个不是silent音， 它是一个字， 所以念mate, intimate, intimate. Alright, the last one we have is predator. 那predator还有三个音节， predator, predator. 那你有发现它那个后面的tor 不是念tor， 所以不是念predator, predator, no, 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 是念predator, like ter, ter 这样子哦， predator, predator. Alright, let's get to the vocabulary words. 那我们的第一个字就是 objective. Objective 的话是一个名词，一个 noun， 它的意思就是目的或目标。 So objective means something that you can plan to do or achieve. For example, say, Janet's main objective is to finish her degree. 那这个意思就是 Janet的主要目标就是把她的学历念完。 那它有一个形容词的意思就是如实的， So based on real facts and not influenced by personal beliefs or feelings. So we could say, Dean tried to be as objective as possible and let the report speak for itself. Dean 力求尽可能客观，让报告不幸自明。 Alright, next word we have is gather. 那gather的话是一个动词，一个verb. 那这个意思就是收集或聚集。 So it means to collect several things, often from different places or people. 那我们最常听到的字就是gather around. Like, everyone, let's gather around. 让我们大家聚在一起。 So we could actually say it like this. We need to gather some wood to make a campfire tonight. 我们需要 聚集一些木头来做一个萤火。 Okay, the last one we have today is figure out. 那figure out 它的意思就是想出。 So it means to discover or determine. For example, we could say, I need to figure out how much the dinner was last night, so I can pay you back. 那这个意思就是说, 我需要知道昨天晚餐多少钱，这样我才可以还钱给你。 Alright, that's it for today's episode. Hopefully, after today, you have a better understanding on how whales communicate. Do you have any secret code you use with your friends? Well, I know I do, but I can't tell you. Otherwise, you'd be able to read my secret codes. Perhaps we can come with our own secret code. If you can think of any secret code, drop it down in the comment sections. And as usual, I'll see you all next week. Ciao.